The Little Bighorn River, Montana, USA, June 25th, 1876. The arrow struck at the precise moment my horse was shot from under me. I lay stunned for some minutes, the distant cries of the wounded and dying echoing with the crack of rifle fire and yells and yelps of the encircling horde. I looked down in horror to discover the arrow shaft protruding from my chest, its flight miraculously halted by one of the whalebone straps of my corset. My colonel lay not 12 feet away, blood from a fatal wound mingling with the red scarf at his throat, lifeless hand still clutching the Colt 44. As the sounds of the wounded slowly ebbed into silence, from my position I was able to observe a horrifying sight. The bodies of our dead and wounded strewn across the field as the Redskins went about their ritual of trophy scalping. Knowing this fate would surely befall me, and with my single-shot carbine wedged firmly under my fallen stallion, the means of following my commander into the hereafter was lost. With no chance of escape, I summoned all the human strength that extreme mortal fear can instill, and believing every moment to be my last, rolled to one side and somehow staggered to my feet as the nearest savage approached. While the best form of defense is always attack, of which I had no means, resorting to the element of surprise, I wrenched the arrow from my chest and held it aloft, arms outstretched to the sky. To my astonishment, the native dropped to his knees, flung back his head, and emitted the most fearful cry ever made by a human voice. Now surrounded by what seemed a mass of painted devils, I was bound at the wrists and taken on horseback by my Indian captors to their encampment by the river, barely able to comprehend that Colonel George Armstrong Custer's entire 7th Cavalry of 263 soldiers had been wiped out. I was the lone white survivor of the battle at the Little Bighorn, a fact never recorded in the history books.